Yes, welcome back. It is Steel Belted Radio. We're gearing up for Pledgerama. Starts tomorrow on Free Range Radio with music director Michael Elves on Thank God It's Free Range. It's 6:30. Everything's gonna kick into high gear. But before then, tonight, we actually have a party going on tonight that I think I'm going to have to swing on by after we're done here. A little thing where a bunch of UMFM DJs, past and present, are spinning some records and having fun. Man, I should have, you know, if I had been more organized, I probably would have pre-recorded so I could be down there right now, because right now it's Penny Lane having a DJ battle against John Einarsson, which, you know, would be worth seeing. If you want to go down and check out the fun times, though, it's just kind of a low-key, fun little thing happening right now, actually, at a place called Fourth at 171 McDermott. I don't know what it is either, but I'm going to go down there and check it out. You can make your pledge. You can pick up some merch. You can just come down and have a drink and wish us well, whatever it takes. We'd love to see you down there. So, you know, think about it. It's a nice night. You could get out. It's Friday tomorrow. Sleep in, maybe. I had a listen today to the it's streaming online now, the brand new record from the greatest songwriter that this city has ever produced, probably will ever produce. Mr. John K. Sampson has a brand new record called The Winter Wheat. Winter Wheat, as Burton Cummings would say. And it's pretty great. It's really great, actually. There's a big release party coming up on the 4th and 5th of November at the big West End Culture Center. Not big enough, apparently, because it's sold out. But apparently, there will be a few more tickets available tomorrow morning. If you're out in the cold, you might want to check out the old Ticketmaster. No, it's not on Ticketmaster, is it? It's on Ticketfly or something. You can order yourself up a couple tickets, hopefully, tomorrow. I'm sure the demand will be great, so you want to have your buying finger ready. That record features the third and seemingly final track in the trilogy of songs about a cat named Virtute. And, well, why don't we go back and play the original plea from a cat named Virtute? And, well, as much as I'm super excited about John K. Sampson and the Winter Wheat, and I love that guy for sure, I don't know. I'm always going to have a bit of a longing in my heart for some Weaker Thans, I think.
Why don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those kids. Songs you sing, they're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or the weather used to be. And I'll cater with all the birds that I can kill. Let their tiny feathers fill. Disappointment. Lie down and lift the sorrow from your skin. Scratch the terror and begin to the self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home. I know you're strong.
Dude.
2001, that album came out. It was the big reunion record for the Lowest of the Low. After a bunch of years of hating each other, they got back together and launched their reunion career in fine style with a live record and a few new songs, including that song right there, written by Stephen Stanley, and from that record, that is the new Westminster Taxi Squad. Let's see. Hello, UMFM. Hello.
Jeff?
Yeah, Ron?
Yeah, I just got here at the end of the show. I snuck into the last row.
Nice of you to show up, Ron.
I don't know what I missed. Maybe I've missed this, but you heard the news today.
Which news is that, Ron? About your buddy Bob?
Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah.
You mentioned that?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you play a song, or would you not?
I did actually play a Bob Dylan song. Yes, I did.
Oh, doggone. I guess I'm going to have to listen to this on iPod or something like that.
Yeah, we do that, eh?
Not bad, though. Nobel Peace Prize, and then a few years ago he had the Pulitzer Prize.
Really?
In 2008.
I didn't know that.
Has your buddy Murray McLaughlin done anything like that?
I don't know. He's in town. You better watch out. He might be listening.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye, Ron. Oh boy, we will we'll get back to the to one of the Lowest Low and I was going to say that song from 2001. Amazing how timely it is today about getting treated badly by the police if you're the wrong color. Man, oh man. Before that, we heard the Spinners. No, we heard the Hold Steady with a song called Spinners off their album Teeth Dreams. Remember that time they played at the Walker Theater and Greg McPherson opened? Oh, was that a great show? We heard Greg McPherson in there with First Class off his fine record, Mr. Invitation. Hopefully we'll see our annual Greg McPherson show this winter at the Goodwill Social Club or somewhere, anywhere. Why does McPherson never play in this damn town? Frustrates me. Man, I love going to see that guy. And we kicked it off with a Weaker Than's plea from a cat named Virtute, the final song in that trilogy coming out on John Kay's new record, The Winter Wheat. And me and Allison were talking about, don't pre-order that record because you'll get robbed. Why you have to order from the U.S. an album from a guy who lives in Winnipeg, I don't understand. But if you go to pre-order it, you're going to get robbed. U.S. dollars and crazy shipping and whatever. Just buy it at the show, November 4th and 5th. That's the way to do it. Anyway, speaking of the Lowest of the Low, just announced today a big tour that will bring the leader of the Lowest of the Low back to town. Ron Hawkins, along with his Do Good Assassins, coming back to town in January. There was a big on Facebook Live little press conference thing. I didn't really watch it, but I saw that Greg wasn't there. Is he okay? Is he still in the band? No, Greg? What's happening? My mom will be so happy. Returning with a brand new record and coming out this month, actually, in just a couple of weeks, and a big tour in January. It's those good old Blue Rodeo Boys. Let's play something from them.
Emotional holograms, cut out of all the figures you might have been. Reflections of a life that you once lived. As the evening descends, conscious of every breath. Turn out the window of your hotel room. You live one too many. Yeah, that's here on the outskirts of your life. There's a picture we've all seen. It was taken in the lobby of the L.A. Ambassador Hotel. It's a silhouette of a man in another's arms. So turn off your TVs and let that train go home. Because everyone warned you that California wasn't going to be the end. Yeah, that's here on the outskirts of your life, of your life, of your life. Of your life.
There's old Steve from Exit Zero, the follow-up to Guitar Town. He's coming with the 30th anniversary of Guitar Town in November, beginning of November the 4th at the Big Walker Theater. I think there's still some tickets available, but boy, they went quick. So get them now if you're going to go to that show. It's going to be great. He hasn't played there in a long time, and it's gonna be great. And if anybody tries to disrupt the show, we'll just usher them outside. Okay, so it won't be like last time. I promise. Well, I can't really promise that, but I'll try. Before that, what did we hear before that? Oh, Blue Rodeo Outskirts, title track to their debut record, and what a record at that. Blue Rodeo will be back in the middle of January 17th or something like that at the MTS Center, unfortunately, along with Ron Hawkins and the Do Good Assassins. And I will be back here on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., for the Tell the Band to Go Home Pledge-O-Rama Spectacular. We're juggling some live guests. I believe there's going to be some live music. There's going to be some exclusives. There's going to be some prizes given away. There's going to be a whole lot of good times. And it's a fun atmosphere down here this weekend. I'm going to be down here on Saturday afternoon during Planet Main Stage, hanging out with John and the crew, answering the phones, probably during Jez's show as well. And then Sunday I'll be down here a bunch, obviously for Tell the Band to Go Home and then afterwards. But we'd love to have your pledge. Get ready to phone 204-474-6610. Got the phone number this time. Or you can get your pre-pledge in now if you want the best shot at the daily prizes. You just go to umfm.com and click on the donate link. Or you can go to tellthebandtogohome.com and go to the Music Angels page. All kinds of information there. Whatever it takes, we'd love to have you. And hey, if you want to come down here during Pledge-O-Rama, it's a fun time. We got food. We got lots of people hanging out. And honestly, it's a cool time to drop by and see what's going on. So if you're free on the weekend and you wanna drop by, we'd love to have you. Or you can wait till it's almost over. Next Thursday night, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, the Steel Belted Radio Pledge-O-Rama Spectacular will be here in this space, and we'll be having some fun again. So hopefully you can join us. Hopefully you can show us your support. We need help getting a brand new transmitter because ours is in sad, sad shape. It's way past its lifespan. So every dollar you donate to Pledge-O-Rama is going towards that cause, and it's a good cause, and we'd love to have you support us. And we'll tell you more about that. You can start tuning in tomorrow, but definitely on Sunday and Thursday as well. Think Terry's coming in for Venus Envy? I don't really know. Stay tuned. You'll find out, same as me. I'm going down to 4th on McDermott. Want to join me? Come on down.